I don't think I'm ever going to be very good at this. I'm Joseph. This is Input English. Today we have a story for comprehensible input. If you can follow this story and understand it, you will absorb the English language. That's the way comprehensible input works. You don't need to understand every word. Some of the words, eventually you'll pick up because of the context. But if you can follow this story, you will learn. It's inevitable. So let's get started. I started with a statement, I don't think I'll ever be any good at this. Those were words spoken by Craig to his dad. On this evening, his dad was reading in the living room, and when Bobby came by, he asked Bobby to go up and ask Craig to come down to the living room. He wanted to talk to him. Bobby was happy to do this. He dutifully went upstairs and told Craig that he was summoned to the living room. Now, based on past experience, this announcement that he had been summoned to the living room created a little bit of fear. Was he in trouble? This could be unpleasant. But he had no choice. He did what he was told. He went down to the living room and greeted his father. When he arrived in the room, he was greeted with his father's smile, and he quickly realized that he was not in trouble. His dad just wanted to talk to him. Robert said, I just wanted to know how it's going with your studies, with your lessons on the saxophone. How does that seem to be going? Are you enjoying it? At that point, Craig said, I'm not sure I'm ever going to be any good at this. This is why Robert had asked him to come down and talk. He wanted to make sure that this was going well for his son. They had a long discussion. As they talked, Craig pointed out that he really liked his teacher, and his teacher was really helping him. He went on to explain that he enjoyed the lessons and he enjoyed practicing to prepare for the next lesson. He looked forward to each lesson. Of course, this was music to Robert's ears. This is what he wanted to hear because he knew that that was a good predictor of success. If Craig had pointed out that the teacher was no fun, that the lessons were tedious, and that he dreaded practice, then that would suggest that things would not go well. After all this positive talk out of Craig, Robert said, well, if everything's going so well, why did you tell me that you're not sure that you'll ever be any good at it? Craig's immediate response was, oh, I don't know. Robert didn't accept that. He said, no, you do know. Something's bothering you, and I'm here to help, but you have to let me know what it is. I'm not a magician. Craig continued with, oh, I don't know. At this point, Robert didn't say anything, but he changed his facial expression to one of focus and questioning. That was enough to get Craig to tell him what was on his mind. It turns out that Trevor has been taunting Craig about playing the saxophone. He's been teasing him, and it has continued to hurt Craig's feelings. Trevor was told by Bobby that Craig liked his neighbor, Charlotte. Trevor figured that it was his feelings for Charlotte that caused Craig to choose the saxophone and be in the band. Trevor told Craig that because he had a late start, he'll never catch up with the other kids. He'll always be the worst player. The trouble with this prediction by Trevor is that Craig had no defense. He had no way of countering that because he had no experience playing with other people. The trouble with Trevor's taunting of Craig was that a lot of what Trevor said was actually true. Craig was influenced by his feelings for Charlotte, and that is where the idea came from for him to play an instrument in the band. It was the fact that Craig's dad played saxophone that helped him to choose the saxophone as his instrument. So Craig confessed this problem to his dad. He explained the hurtful things that Trevor had said to him and how it made him feel inadequate. Craig said, "You know, I tell myself and I tell other people that I play the saxophone, but I don't feel like I really do. I feel like I'm faking." Now that was the clue that Robert was looking for. He smiled at Craig and said, "Now I can help you." Craig had no idea what he was talking about. Robert went on to explain to his son about a problem that people get, adults and adolescents, called imposter syndrome. It's a problem of confidence. They try to do something or be something, and because of what's going on around them, and also because of their own anxiety, they get an impression that they're a fake, that they are an imposter. Robert said, "We need to overcome this because it won't help you. It'll only hurt you." As Craig listened to his dad, what he was hearing made sense. It was the way he was feeling. He was feeling like he was an imposter. He was feeling like he would never be able to actually become a real saxophone player, a real member of the band. Now, Craig was pretty clear on the fact that Charlotte was 3 years older. He understood that before he got into the senior band, she would probably graduate. So if playing the saxophone was a scheme on his part to be near Charlotte and enjoy being around her, it was doomed to failure. They talked about that. He explained that to his dad, and he said, "You know, I understand that she and I will probably never be in the same band together." Robert said, "You know, music is not about being in the same band. Music has its own value, and I would advise you to not use music and playing an instrument as a way to get something with another person." Craig said, "Yeah, I know that. I get it." Robert asked if Craig was listening to the music that they had downloaded, and he indicated that he had. He also had a list of more music that his teacher had recommended that he listen to. He said, "When you get a chance, give me that list and I'll put it on your tablet." He then asked Craig what his teacher had told him about his progress. Craig said, "Well, he actually said I'm doing much better than expected. He told me that I would probably be ahead of the other students at the beginning of school in the fall." Robert said, "Well, do you believe him?" Craig said, "I want to." Robert said, "Listen, your teacher is an expert. He is a music educator. He has a fabulous reputation. You can trust what he has told you. Has he told you that you need to practice more?" Craig, a little embarrassed, said, "Yes, he did. But that was months ago, and I increased my practice because of what he told me. Robert followed up. And was it after you increased your practice that he reassured you that you would likely be ahead of the other kids when you start playing with them in the fall? Craig pondered on this and said, yes, I suppose it was. Yes, it was. Robert asked his last question. He said, do you and your teacher play duets? Do you play with each other when you have your lessons? Yes, we do. He told me that it was important because I will be playing with other people and I need to be able to adjust my tempo and how loud I'm playing to match their sound. Robert said, very good. I knew we chose a good teacher. Robert summarized. Okay, Craig. We can talk about this in the future, but I think we've pretty much ironed this out. I can tell you, you are not an imposter. You are the real deal. You're actually quite amazing. You decided what you wanted. You saw a roadblock, the fact that you didn't start with the other kids. We have a plan to have you not only catch up, but probably be ahead of them when you start playing in that ensemble in the fall. Robert finished by saying to his son, you, sir, are no imposter. You are the real deal. Craig smiled, thanked his dad, and went back upstairs. After Craig had left, Robert thought to himself, I need to reinforce that. Now that we know that he has a little bit of imposter syndrome cooking, we need to get rid of that problem for him. Robert started working on his plans for how to provide Craig with evidence that he is the real deal. I invite comments below, and if you like videos like this, be sure to click on this one next. See you soon.